The U.S. Supreme Court's ruling that the Environmental Protection Agency doesn't have the power to regulate carbon emissions deals a dramatic blow to efforts to limit the effects of climate change. Cutting greenhouse gas emissions has been a key environmental policy for the Biden administration. The ruling could have a chilling effect and limit the federal government's ability to regulate. Jonathan Overpeck is a climate change scientist at the University of Michigan. He tells WDET's Russ McNamara that the Supreme Court's decision is disastrous for America's fight against global warming and our collective health.
Now, the Supreme Court's decision really should be considered an affront to Americans. You have in the southwest United States heat waves, the longest drought ever, the worst drought ever, a water crisis that is only growing, as well as a looming agricultural crisis. This ruling will make it difficult to save the day, just as in Michigan, where we have heat waves and more flooding and our big fluctuations in the lake levels of the Great Lakes. Again, the Supreme Court is saying, hey, you can't stop this. We know how to stop it, just as we know how to stop the big worsening hurricane problem on the Gulf and Atlantic coasts. Sea level rise. We know how to stop it, but the Supreme Court is limiting the ability of our federal government to stop it fast enough to save the day.
Are we at the point where we're running out of time to absorb any kind of setback, whether it comes in the form of like regulation? I mean, it just seems like we keep hearing about the worst case scenario, and at the same time, nothing happens, and we keep inching towards those worst predictions.
Well, we're getting it every day, almost, it seems. We're getting some impacts of climate change. We're also getting the effects of the air pollution from the same fossil fuels that, when burned, caused the climate change. Now, we're also seeing, you know, Vladimir Putin uses fossil fuels to get the money he needs to wage war on us and in the West. So we need to rein in the use of fossil fuels and the burning of fossil fuels, and this makes it a lot tougher. Nonetheless, when it comes to climate change, the huge price increases we're seeing in fossil fuels makes them quite a bit more expensive than the renewable energy solutions to climate change. So hopefully economics will start to play a bigger role. But there's no doubt that this slows down our ability to stop climate change and all the mayhem it's causing around the planet and in the United States.
We're still dealing with pollution from the days before regulation. If the Supreme Court truly is hostile to federal regulation, what could this mean for the Clean Water Act?
This means a lot. These landmark environmental bills that were passed decades ago, they couldn't imagine all of the types of pollution that could be hurting Americans at that time. So they passed laws that empowered federal agencies to act on pollution types that developed subsequently. And what the Supreme Court is saying is that that isn't going to fly. And the Congress must be specific on each and every type of pollutant, whether it's an air pollutant hurting our health or causing climate change, or it's a water pollutant affecting our health. So this is pretty devastating in terms of what it means for America and Americans.